Today I there's a lot of things happening right now, and especially with everything that's going on, in the universe, I have no idea all these things that are actually happening right now. And some things I can't understand, there's some things that I do understand, but I have a hard time grasping the what's really going on. Because just recently, if you guys don't know, I literally I'll just tell you the story. So for a long time, I think this was around 2016 is when I wanted to completely change my life. I wanted to turn everything around, do everything that I could to change my life, And one of the things is going way back is that it was after my marriage had broke up with Karen. And I think I told you in another story how I just completely just unloaded everything on top, God, and said, you handle it, I can do it. And so in 2016, I was, there was a lot of things going on at the time. I had just lost one of my best friends due to an overdose, and that was rough. That was rough. And not only that, same night that he died, my daughter ended up in the hospital. So it was pretty rough, and to say the least. That I don't know. It was just something inside of me. And if I think back now, I just can remember God, something was talking to me. Something was putting these thoughts inside my, in my head. And I seriously didn't know how to deal with it. And it's not that I didn't know. I think I just didn't know how to deal with it. I don't. And I hate saying dealing with it. I really do. I just don't like that. How dealing with it. I think I was deaf. Maybe I didn't understand it, because let me put it into words. Like, okay, just like sitting in church, you listen to the pastor preach, and you're not really bringing anything, because it's hard to concentrate on him, and you got thoughts going inside your head a million miles an hour. You're darn near falling asleep sometimes. And it's just really, really, just mind-numbing to think about that. And you don't have any understanding, but you're going to church and stuff. And I was introduced to church when I was young, and I still didn't understand what the pastor was talking about. I know that when I went to my grandma's church, he was banging on the thing and screaming and all these other things. And then, of course, when I went to my daughter's mother's church, that was a totally different thing. I was just like blown away at how strict they were. And it was just like that. So I've had this in my life for quite a while, but I just didn't know how to listen. And I didn't know how to listen because I didn't understand. It's just like reading the Bible. I read the Bible from front to back, but I got nothing from it. And then again, then I tried to read the American Version Bible. I read it front to back, and I still had a hard time understanding the analogies of everything that was written in the Bible and what the meaning of it is. So for the last, I'm going to say for the last 2 years, as a lot of you know, that I got COVID and ended up in the hospital. And I know that a lot of people are tired of hearing that. I did survive, and I went through a rough time. So, thinking about it, I just had this thought in my head. My marriage is falling apart. I was crippled up. I was, I could see that my wife didn't want to be here, and she was just waiting for the opportunity to, get the heck out of Dodge and whatever it is. And so I sort of kind of like, I knew it was coming. I went back to work. I started working, started, we're getting the bills paid. She was working. Everything was just coming together, but there was a little bit of separation there and in our finances. And she was, you know, doing what she needed to do to survive on her own, is what she, it all boiled down to. But it was at that time when I just kept hearing this, you know, these ideas in my head, do this, don't worry about this, you know, give it to me. I mean, it wasn't like saying that, but it was like it's really hard to explain, you know. I guess, you know, spirit was trying to enter my body, whatever the case may be. So I literally, at some point, when after she had left me, I was just like, all right, you know what? It's time for me. I'm not going to worry about this. She's a big girl. She can take care of her own. She made a decision. The decision that she made was her decision alone. I had nothing to do with it. If that's the life she wanted to live, by all means, live it. But I'm going a different way. So I started back to church. I started going as much as possible. Actually, I went every Sunday. You know, I got up on Sundays, I ate my breakfast, and I went to church. Plain simple. That's all I did. And so I was moving forward, and I felt this really, like, it was like really weird. I was sitting in church one day and I heard the pastor talking, and I felt like, you know, there's like, it seemed like everything he was saying was pertaining to me. And I was like a little bit uncomfortable, like going, is he talking to me? Could that be God talking to me? It could be. I'm not sure. But he's saying a lot has to do with how I feel. Yeah. Maybe he's talking to me. Maybe he's not. I don't know. I just didn't know. But to speed this up along, so about 3 weeks ago, I was talking to a friend on the phone, and him and I used to do podcasts together for quite a while. And he and I were trying to pinpoint a time when him and I could get together and we could do a podcast together. And it was just, and no matter what avenue we were going down, it just was not happening. It wasn't going to happen. There was nothing I could do. And so I felt like at that point, I felt like, oh man, what am I going to do? But again, there's this voice inside my head saying, you have to stay on this path. You need to do this. You need to do this. And then, So it was at that moment I started recognizing something really weird going on, and there was something going on, and I just didn't know how it was like someone turning the lights on, or maybe like they say the bell was lifting, and I was just like really excited about what was actually going on, and how, you know, I was like, I don't feel upset about this. We just can't come together. I mean, it's just, maybe, you know, it's just not the right time for him and I. Maybe this is going on. Maybe, you know, I just didn't have any answers at the time. And I was just like frustrated, but in a way relieved, because that's just how I felt. So while I was sitting there, I had a realization that this is not the path that I'm supposed to follow. I'm supposed to follow a totally different path. And what was really weird is the next day, I was listening to a YouTube video of Sadie Robinson. And she was doing this testimonial about how she came to God and how she got closer to God and all these other things, you know. And she was talking about, you know, God telling them to throw the net over the other side. And, you know, and they caught, you know, tons and tons of fish. And, you know, and the one thing she said was, it's using the analogy is, you know, what in this net, what is keeping you from going in the path and serving Lord, serving Jesus? And I just, you know, take that deep breath and I'm like, oh my God, this is it. This is happening. This is happening right now. And I just, I got really overexcited. And then she says this, she says, you know, take something you're passionate about, something you're good at, something that you just enjoy doing so much, and try to use that as a tool to minister to people. And I just completely, if I could have jumped out of my car that moment, I would have jumped out. You know, I was just like, oh my God, this is what he's been talking. This is the direction he wants me to take. Anyway, I'm sorry. So I just, it's kind of like that one moment where I knew exactly for the first time in my life that God is talking to me, and he talks to me every day. It's just not that day. He's talking to me now. I mean, he's literally talking to me now. He's telling me to get this out and get this out to the people. Don't make it too long. Just get the word out that this is what happened to you. And so I am on that path is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. And I'm going to be having some podcasts with some people, and I'm going to be talking about people and their families and all these other things that just mean everything. Okay. And I really want to find out from other people, what was their journey and how did they get to Christ? How did they come to Christ? How was it when they came to Christ? And that's exactly what I want to do. And I think, you know, this is the path. I pretty much know this is the path that God wants me to follow. And I am going to stick on that path as long as as long as he wants me to. I am serving him. I am looking to him. I'm putting all my faith in him. I am giving up everything to give it to him. And he has the ball. He has my life. He is in charge of everything that I do moving forward. Of course, you know, my wife, you know, she's not a real believer, and you know, but that's okay. She will find her way. And whatever God decides, God's going to decide one way or the other. Either we're going to be together or we're not going to be together. But I don't want her to be the net that's holding me back. I'm trying to actually give her a time to realize that life with Christ is so much better and things are going to be so much better. And, you know, that's why I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everything. Everything. So that's it right there in a nutshell. So anyway, all right, man, thanks for listening to the show. And remember to like and share, and you know, hit the notification bell when I upload another video. I'm gonna try to do one at least once a week and get it out so, you know, people can enjoy it. So take care and have a wonderful evening, and have a Merry Christmas. All right. Thanks a lot for everything. Bye.